Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup. Okay.
KUTX.
This is My KUTX, the show where we let musicians play guest DJ for the hour. I'm Art Levy, and this week I'm joined by Taylor Muse and Tommy Blank from the Austin band Quiet Company. Thanks so much for coming in and doing this.
Dude, thank you so much for having us. We're really excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, over the years, Quiet Company has become a really big local name here. I mean, they've pretty much stamped their name on the Austin Chronicle Music Awards back in 2011. They won 10 music awards that year, including Band of the Year, Album of the Year, and Song of the Year. And now they're back with a new record, and it's called Transgressor. It's y'all's fifth album. Now, where did the album name come from?
I don't really know where I saw it originally. I knew that we wanted a one-word title because all our titles had been like super long and self-serving and pretentious.
You wanted that like sort of aggressive sounding
thing. Yeah, we wanted it to be.
Now, going back a little bit, Christianity, religion, was a really big part of y'all's identity, kind of in the early days of Quiet Company. And then your previous album, We Are All Where We Belong, it pretty bluntly kind of questioned religion.
Yeah, it ended all religion.
Right.
One fell swoop.
Yeah.
Just its existence. Just.
Well, where do you think you are now religiously with that? I mean, does that kind of creep back into this new album?
No, it doesn't really feature on the new record, and that was a choice that we made. I didn't want to do another record where we took another swing at Jesus. You know, like, I just don't want to be the guy that makes the same record more than once.
I like the way you say it. You're like, I had 15 songs.
Yeah, said everything I needed to say.
Yeah.
And I still stand by it. I'm really proud of that record. I think we did a really good job with it. And I don't need to keep, like, rehashing it. You know, I haven't changed my opinions. Mm-hmm. Since that record, I probably mellowed a little bit.
What are y'all drawing from, like, kind of lyrically on this record?
I mean, it's no secret Taylor's pretty like autobiographical writer, and I think he has this way of writing that's pretty candid, and like sort of he's got a voice that's not too different than his own and his writing, and it comes across, and that's kind of just wherever he's at. I think that kind of is what the record's about.
Yeah, I mean, this record. Have you heard the Native American proverb about the chief tells the son, you know, that each person has two wolves, and one's an evil wolf, and it's like jealous and cruel and greedy and whatnot, and then there's the other wolf that's the good wolf that's like creative and generous and kind, and the son's like, well, which one wins? And he's like, well, whichever one you feed, you know. So Transgressor to me is kind of like, it's a record about what happens when you feed your bad wolf exclusively for like a year and then see what happens to your life and your relationships.
I think that's a heck of a sales pitch there. Yeah. I want to listen to that record.
So, well, there you go.
Well, that's
hopefully
perfect.
Everyone else will. Yeah.
Perfect segue. Transgressor is the fifth album from Quiet Company, the KUTX Artist of the Month for the month of March. And we're going to turn the keys to the studio over to Taylor Muse and Tommy Blank. And a reminder, if you miss any bit of the episode or you want to see Quiet Company's song list, you can find My KUTX on our website at kutx.org. You can also find out more on the band there, and you can stream each and every My KUTX episode there. So without further ado, we'll get started.
Hey guys, this is Taylor and Tommy from Quiet Company, and we are your guest DJs for My KUTX today. The first song we're going to start out with is a band from Chicago that we toured with last year, and they're called The Kickback, and this is their new single, and let's roll it.
Guys, this is Tommy Blank with Quiet Company, and you just heard The Kickback with When I Die. That was a band that we toured with last summer out of Chicago, and that's their new single from their upcoming LP. So
produced by Austin's Jim Eno.
Yeah, so it's tied in.
Yeah, so it's relevant. It's everything's Austin. The next song is a band called Whitman, who's not a band anymore, actually, but they were one of the first bands from Austin that we kind of became really good friends with.
Good friends, and a pretty energetic frontman.
Yeah, an amazing frontman with Ram Vella. They put out this record called Weekends, and it is just start to finish. It's just a really phenomenal record that I think we spun a whole lot, especially that year. And they've really the whole record's about nostalgia and the idea of nostalgia and like the nostalgia you have for your childhood and the weekends and things you did as a kid, and they really capture that energy, and it's just an interesting concept to have made a record about.
I don't know why. I think of Bruce Springsteen meets Social Distortion when I hear this record. I don't know if you feel like that's accurate, but
I think that's fair.
Hopefully he would feel complimented by that.
I hope so.
Yeah. I dream of weekends for the ages, sidewalk races and an honest face to come home to in the afternoon. But what good is a dream if it hangs from the ceiling? I have a feeling this one might come true. City park, walking arm, and the lights went dark in your neighborhood. Objections to public displays of affection, you caught my attention by popping a squat by a school.
Hey guys, this is Taylor and Tommy from Quiet Company, and we are your guest DJs today. You just heard Northwest Thurman by Whitman, which is a band that's not a band anymore, but they're still one of our favorites and some of our favorite people, and I think you should be looking for a new band or a solo attempt from Ram Vella, their frontman, coming up the next year or so, so watch out for that. The next band that we're going to play is Alpha Rev, which is a band that's been an Austin staple for a long time, and here's a great song by Alpha Rev. This is Sing Loud.
Open wide, I'm ready for the battle. Our fight, this burning bed. I see the bones that bullets have shattered, and I feel every drop of blood you've bled. Lay down these promises broken. Take me into your hurricane. While violet clouds roll over, I hold your hand till the colors fade, and I'll be here till your dying day. Sing aloud from the rooftop. Carry me over mountains to the end of love.
Hey guys, you're back with MyKUTX, and this is guest DJ Quiet Company time. Can we re-edit that? Is that a thing? Anyway, that was Alpha Rub's Sing Loud. This next band is a band called out of Chicago again, called Archipel and the Exports, and their new record was called Back in Black, and it was one of my favorite records of the year, of all the records that were released in the world. So I really hope you enjoy this. They are a fantastic live show. They will be back in town for South By, but you should look them up and go see them because they will definitely be worth your time.
I got a feeling that you are now.
What's up? This is Tommy and Taylor from Quiet Company, being your guest DJs this afternoon. That was Archie Powell and the Exports with I'm Gonna Lose It. And I think we're finding out that this DJ thing is, you think it sounds easy, but it's hard.
Saying words is hard. It is. Say them good.
Yeah, so.
We not talk so.
So we'll stick with the music then. And the next band is a band that I have a long history with. They're out of Chicago. I said Chicago. They're out of San Antonio. A band called Buttercup, and this song is called Always Alcohol.
I need to print some letterhead that says in advance of my bad behavior. My actions towards you reflect in no way my feelings towards you. You that I love, I need you here by me, not wrecked, hurt, tossed aside, pushed away by me. Oh God, please stay. This night won't be as darkening as those that crack ugly nights. Eyes grow red, everything fades to black. I could have written you a note, I should have written you a note, written you a song too. If there's a song here, pick a truck, jail, country song, whales across, bad TV, bad idea, now it's too late. I need you here by me, not wrecked, hurt, tossed aside.
Listening to KUTX 98.9. If you'd like to hear our playlist, go to KUTX.org. And that was Buttercup from San Antonio. And I think it's important to note with this next band, I'll let you introduce them because you love this band. But
I do.
To all the bands out there that wonder whether those CDs that you send to radio stations like ever get listened to.
Yeah, they don't. Actually, a lot of them don't. We discovered this next band because we were doing a radio spot in Washington, D.C., and the radio station, they had just bags and bags of promo CDs. And they were like, hey, do you want several bags of CDs from bands across the country? And we're like, yeah, we'll make a collection.
We drive 8 hours a day.
Yeah, we got plenty of stuff. So we just kind of made a bag of a mix of like things that looked interesting. And one of them was a the record Eureka by this band called Mother Mother. And we were like, oh, that's...
We made fun of it at first. Like, because it had a really funny line in one of the tunes.
Well, the first song was okay. And then the second song, we were like, okay, who do these people think they are? And it was one of those moments where I took the record home with me because I was like, there's something cool about this. And I decided, I was like, this is either the most pretentious, like self-indulgent band in the world, or they are the best band making music currently today. And so I listened to them more, and at the end of it, I just came down. I'm like, they're clearly the best band.
You came down on the ladder.
Yeah, they're the best band making music currently today. This record is only released so far in Canada, but I have some family there, so I snagged one. And this is Mother Mother, its new single, Get Out the Way. They will also be here for South By, and then they will be famous in America real soon, I'm sure.
And maybe they'll take us on tour with them.
That'd be great. Hey guys, this is KUTX, and you're listening to Quiet Company's guest DJ spot for My KUTX. You can see our song list at KUTX.org. And that was Mother Mother, a band from Vancouver, Canada, with Get Out the Way from their new record, Very Good Bad Thing. And it's, in my opinion, the best record of last year, even though it didn't come out in America yet. I'm sure it will be the best record of whatever year it comes out in America. This next band is a band called Slow Mo Drags, a bunch of San Antonio transplants that recently moved to Austin. And I caught them at Scoot Inn a while back with Tauntauns. And I had a friend mention that they were good. And I got there early and saw their show. And this song in particular stuck out to me. They've got an EP out that's on their Bandcamp site. And it's fantastic. It's another one of my favorites that came out last year. And this is Slow Mo Drags with Every Actor.
Thank you.
That was Austin, Slow Mo Drags, Every Actor, and this is Tommy and Taylor from Quiet Company in the studio, KUTX 98.9. Next band, if you like songs, you like rock, you'll love Wire Tree, also from Austin.
I think you should say if you like good songs is what you meant to say.
Songs.
Yeah, if you just enjoy songs in general, but then, like then songs, you'll like, if, like this band.
Yeah, but I meant, that's what I meant.
Any manner of songs, you'll prefer this. They write all manner of songs.
That was going really well until this. If you like good songs and good bands and good rock, you'll like Wire Tree. Back in town. What's up, guys? That was Wire Tree with Back in Town. I love that song. And I do feel like, because what you don't know is behind the scenes here in the studio, there's a lot of like jabbing that's going on. Anyway, I said before, as I introduced the song, if you like songs, then you'll like Wire Tree. And kind of what I meant was the songcraft as an art. And apparently
they're good
that
songwriters.
Was, right. And apparently that was just extremely inarticulate or really bad. Or I should be embarrassed.
Yeah, Tommy's
and I'm not,
never had to talk to people before.
I'm digging in on this one, though. Anyway, long story short, Wire Tree's a great band. Saw them a free week. Great show. Great songs.
Yeah, they're a band that every time I see them, I'm just like, why is this not a household name? Like they're just like such great songwriters and they perform so well. The next song is by Rufus Wainwright, who I've, for many years, had a... you know, functional obsession with. This is one of my favorite songs that I've just been obsessed with lately. It's called Release the Stars. It's the title track from the record, Release the Stars. And I hope you enjoy it, and I'm sure you will. ¶¶
all your stars in from your studio on Melrose Avenue. You have lost all your assets in lifelong contracts to you. Didn't you know?
Man, that's a good song. This is Taylor and Tommy here in KUTX. We're your guest DJs for today. You can see our song choice list at KUTX.org. You will find it to be immaculate, I'm sure.
You're going
to
want to check it for this upcoming one. Well, all of them, really. I tell you, and you know, I know you feel this way too. Every musician, I think, at one point or another, dreams of like this moment where you get to be a DJ.
Sure.
And kind of like be the tastemaker, be the person that's going to put out into the world.
We have excellent taste.
But and to be honest, I've struggled, though. I've known what it's like to be a music fan that loves something so much that you want to show it to other people and not always have, like, you know, have that love return to you. And that's kind of where this next choice came from. I begged my bandmates to let me kind of, like, get this one out there because Frank Zappa has been, I don't know, an influence on the band in any way, but also an influence on me as an individual just because I think I love satire. I love comedy. I think he's a genius and a composer. And so this is off of his album called 200 Motels, which is basically about how touring can make you go crazy.
Yeah, I get that.
And our record's about that a little bit, I think.
Sure.
Or one way or another. But this is What Will This Evening Bring Me This Morning by Frank Zappa. What's up? You're listening to Tommy and Taylor from Quiet Company on KUTX 98.9. We're your guest DJs. We've got a couple more for you. That was What Will This Evening Bring Me This Morning by Frank Zappa. It was my dream to get that song on the radio one day. And
it was good. It was a good song.
And then, you know, it's funny because people think so many things about him, but that's like a very Beach Boys-esque or like a big arrangement, kind of like awesome
thing. Yeah, it's very reminiscent of that to me.
So, anyway.
Man, this next band that we are going to play... We have talked a lot in the van about how we feel like this is one of the most like underrated bands of all time and just really deserve to be celebrated a lot more, I think. This is What Made Milwaukee Famous with Gone and Done It Now. It's a really great song, and you're going to love it. Here it is. Song gets me so pumped. Such a good song. That's What Made Milwaukee Famous with Gone and Done It Now.
Man, you sound pumped.
I get pumped.
Yeah.
This is Taylor and Tommy. We're in a band called Quiet Company. We have been your guest DJs today here on KUTX, and we want to thank them for having us. It's been such a lovely experience, and we're really excited to get to share some of the songs that we really love with you guys. You can see our song list at KUTX.org, and you can also stream this there as well. You can see more information on Quiet Company if you're so inclined at quietcompanymusic.com and on Facebook and Twitter and all that good business. The next band that we're going to talk about is a band that probably we've been friends with the longest out of all these bands, and this is the Rocket Boys, and they've got a new record out called Left Right. Maybe some of you saw their song on Glee where that kid was singing a Rocket Boys song, and that was pretty surreal for everyone. But this is not that song. This is Loud and Clear, and we hope you enjoy it, Alpha Male.